Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Now, I apologize. I was sipping coffee, and I heard LeVar Stoney talking about peaceful protest. Doesn't matter what side you're on. Why, we're going to do what we always do. We're going to protect everybody's rights. And I'm thinking, dude, they have not officially legalized marijuana yet. This is the same mayor who stood by, and if he would have had a violin, he would have fiddled while the city burned. He stood aside as monuments were toppled, as private property was destroyed, as people's livelihoods and businesses were stolen from them through violence. And he didn't give a crap, because it was the right kind of violence, remember. He's the guy who, while lecturing restaurant owners, oh, you can't open up. You can't have people there. We don't care if your employees starve. We don't care if their families go hungry. We don't care if they lose their homes. You can't open up. He's the same guy who invited hundreds of people, the vast majority of whom were not wearing masks, not socially distancing, to come to some sort of We Hate Something rally. And then, remember when he was confronted? And he's been confronted once or twice about this. He just smiles and keeps going on his way. He just doesn't care. So, if you really believe for a second that folks like VCDL, the Virginia Citizens Defense League, folks advocating for the preservation of innocent life, the protection of innocent life, are ever treated the same as those who were rioting in the city, then you are as bat crap crazy as the mayor is. All right. Let us turn our attention to one or two other things. The idea that big tech is now big brother, and is the Republican Party just killing itself off? Our dear friend Todd Starnes, to put it mildly, has some insight on both of those issues. Todd, thank you for being here.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Hold on, I got to pull out the marijuana cigarette. I didn't realize it was not legal yet. My bad.
Okay. Blunt that blunt. Yes.
Blunt the blunt.
Yes.
It is great to be with you, Jeff Katz. May I just ask you a question? I'm curious to know your answer to this.
Yes, sir.
And I don't want to rehash what happened last week, but when you hear about a 33-year-old bare-chested man who lives with his mother, wears furry horn hats, and eats organic kale chips, does that scream MAGA to you?
Yeah, it does sound like he was in the wrong parade there, but
just want to throw that out there. You know, I'm not casting dispersions or judgments, but you know, it's what it is. Anyway, my bad.
That's okay. That's okay. Now, Todd, I want you to just shed a little light. The idea that the Zuckerbergs and the Jack Dorseys and the Jeff Bezoses of the world have become this de facto big brother and are now deciding what is and is not acceptable in the realm of free ideas.
Yeah, this is very dangerous, Jeff. And I wrote about this last week in my column. There was clearly a concerted effort to take out not just President Trump, but to take out Parler and to begin the process of silencing conservatives. And one of the first things you want to do when you are waging war against a group of people is you have to sever the communication lines. And I think that's ultimately what's happening here. Not only that, but now we're learning that they're, you know, going after bank accounts. We had a guy on my national show earlier today who got fired from his job as a travel concierge because he worked for the Trump campaign, and they found out about it and fired the guy. So there really is this massive effort underway to silence anyone who supported President Trump, who voted for President Trump.
So, Todd, what do we do? I mean, are we going to be forced to build our own internet system, our own service providers, our own banking system?
Well, that's a terrific question. And I think, we have to address the question, why is it they're doing this? They are using tactics to take out ISIS and Islamic radicals. They're using those same tactics on conservatives. And Tucker Carlson talked about this last night on Fox News Channel, where there is some understanding, some effort underway to portray Trump supporters as domestic terrorists. And if we don't stand up and speak out and put a stop to that nonsense, that could very well lead to, you know, Tea Party groups being designated as, you know, domestic terror organizations, much like, you know, Black Lives Matter or Antifa. So here's what I've been recommending for people. I think it's very important for us to be wise consumers. And for example, Marriott Hotel and the Hallmark card store, they hate conservatives. Okay, fine. Then stop going to their hotels. Me, I go to the Hampton Inn. I like the free breakfast, and they're not going to lecture me about my politics.
Right.
You know, the same thing with the Hallmark greeting card people. So my recommendation is shop local, and when you stop going to Marriott or the Hallmark store, let the local people know. Don't call corporate headquarters. They don't care about you, but right. The local people do, and they need to know that corporate decision-making is impacting their bottom line.
You know, that's such a great point, Todd. We're being marginalized, we're being silenced, we're being targeted in many ways, and I'll use the term, it feels almost like we're being told, you have to live over here, not over there, almost, I don't know, like a ghetto, a digital ghetto.
Just think about this, Jeff. At this very moment, a 9-year-old has just posted something on TikTok that will destroy the rest of their life. I mean, that's the kind of country we have right now. It's just disgusting. Yeah. And I don't know about you. I wasn't all that social to begin with. I mean, but now you got the TikTok and the WhatsApp and the Snapchat. And I don't, what do you do with all of these things? And I think people are like, they're like, you know what? I'm just good. I'm unplugging. I'm disconnecting. And quite frankly, I'm happier because of it.
I'll tell you what, Todd, I really do miss the days, and I know this makes me sound like somebody's grandfather, but I miss the days when the interweb was to catch up with people you used to know in junior high school and look at funny pictures of cats.
Right? I look, back when I was a kid, we had something called the yearbook.
That's
right. I mean, really, you know, I don't care. I mean, there was a time, I long for the days when you could go to the Red Lobster and you're not going to worry about somebody taking a picture of Uncle Walt's fried shrimp on your plate. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, I don't care what you had to eat at the Red Lobster.
Now, let me ask you about the Republican Party, such as it was. Is the Republican Party being head into the ash bin of history like the Whigs?
You know, it's interesting you ask that question. I'm so puzzled about Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick. Why is it that the Republicans named a Democrat, put a Democrat in charge of the Republican caucus there? I just don't understand that. The reality is that people like Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, people like her in the Republican Party hate Donald Trump. They are establishment Republicans, and they understand what all the rest of us understand, is that Trump is really not a Republican. He just stole the party and hijacked the party to accomplish his agenda. And now people like Mitch McConnell, people like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, they want it back.
Mm.
I'm sorry, Richard.
Yeah, no, but that's it's a great point, Todd. There are many of us who have, gosh, it feels like for decades said, oh, okay, we'll send you money this time. And, you know, now we're really going to get him. And I look back and I got to be honest with you, Brother Starnes, I feel like Charlie Brown. I feel like Mitch McConnell has pulled the football away for the last time. I'm done. My checkbook is closed.
Yeah, I'm hearing that from so many of our listeners as well. Jeff, that they're just tired of it. You know, the Republicans, they promise and never deliver. And I'm telling you, there are people in the Republican Party, and I know because I've spoken to some of them, and they sincerely believe that all of the Trump supporters, they're never going to go away. They're always going to support the Republicans because they that's the only game in town. I think they're reading this very, very wrong, Jeff. I really do.
Yeah. Well, Todd, I always want to make sure that folks are checking out toddstarnes.com. There's always great content there. In addition to that, if memory serves, you've had one or two books, including Cultural Jihad, which, not that you're a fortune teller, but you predicted all of this, man.
You know, it's shocking. Shocking, I did. And I got so much grief over my book cover. Even Sean Hannity, who's a friend of mine, was like, Starnes, you're going to terrify people with this book cover. Jeff, the cover of my last book that came out October 2019 was the United States Capitol in flames.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not a prophet, but I do know how to read politics. And I'm telling you, this is not over. People are just really frustrated and angry at the direction of the country right now.
Absolutely. Well, listen, again, I remind everybody to check out toddstarnes.com a couple of different times a day. Todd, I was happy to see that you are on the mend and back to doing the important work you do all the time.
You know, I had eye surgery, the right eye. I had a detached retina, and the doctor says, were you in a car accident? Did you hit your head? I said, Doc, I've been banging my head on the wall covering politics for 6 months. But Jeff, I got to tell you this in closing, my right eye is not doing very well. So I'm having to let my left eye do all the work. And for some reason, I can now pronounce Kamala Harris's name correctly.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Tip your waiters and waitresses. Drive safely. Brother Starnes, thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you, Brother Cass.
All right. That is Todd Starnes. Look, those of us that have a sense of humor, man, it is being tested right about now, isn't it? I'm finding some weird things that I'm laughing at, and there are other moments where I'm going, yeah, you know, that whole eating the stick of butter thing. It's not a terrible idea, right? If it's all over, I hate to have that mindset. And you know that if you've been part of this program for any period of time. I really, honestly work overtime to be as positive about things as I can. Why? Because I know that's not my natural state, right? I'm a kid from the inner city of Philadelphia. My second language is smartass. In fact, that's my first language. English would be the second language. And I've seen bad stuff happen over the years. I've seen people abuse your trust and your confidence. I've seen people tell you one thing and do something else. I've seen politicians solidly on both sides of issues. And I just don't know that I've seen it as threatening as it is right now. So I'm going to do my part. I'm hoping you will as well. I'll tell you who's doing a great job doing his part is my friend John Reed. Now, John is here every morning starting at 6. And let me tell you something. Does a wonderful, wonderful job. He really, really does. He had, who was it the other day, the chair of the Virginia Democrats. And consistent with what seems to be the Democrat Party platform these days, some violence is better than other violence. So you may not like Amanda Chase, and she should be kicked out of the Senate, but Joe Morrissey and Senator Hicks, they're okay. All right. What are you going to do? Louise Lucas, rather. Not Senator Hicks. Senator Lucas, right? So Lucas and Morrissey are okay. Chase is bad. And then we're not even going to bother filling the seat for the senator that passed away. Why? Because he's going to be replaced by another Republican. And Ralph Northam has shown everybody it is all about brutal, full contact politics. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.